brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome
to another exciting, exciting installment
of the V.
A. Ah. Show! They cannot silence us! They cannot silence us!
We have been threatened to restrict.
We will have the loudest intro.
We will have the loudest say.
We are the loudest in the room.
Right now.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Yeah. Where am I?
Because we are the ones... with the mics.
Yeah.
What?
Like Mike Tyson.
Oh!
I know.
Michael Jordan. Mike.
You are listening to the one, the only, the most esteemed presenter.
Oh!
The self-proclaimed best of the best.
Yes.
Best in the world.
Yes.
United States.
Yes.
DJ Stones.
What?
And with me here is...
It's still raining.
Defending
undisputed universal champion of the world, DJ Sticks.
He remembered his name. Oh my word.
Oh, I did.
My actual word.
After all, it is the name that's on the title, so.
Oh, I can't forget it. Nice one. But you're still not bigger than me. I'm a whole country. But with us here, have you guys heard the standard?
Yes.
You've heard the standard.
You've heard the way an intro is supposed to be done.
I'm sorry.
I was just wondering
where I landed.
So we'll start this side here. Introduce yourself, sir.
Yo, I go by the name of Marcus. I'm from the sport team base. It's an honor to be here, man. It's an original honor.
We'll do it after, okay?
He does not know.
Okay.
The culture of this place.
Okay.
And so I apologize.
Okay.
Coming from the sporting base.
Yes, sir.
It is I.
Who?
Who?
The one and only.
Who?
I know you.
The blue hearted.
Yes.
Should we get that checked?
DJ Blue Heart.
Blue hearted. To all the Manchester City fans who are out there. My heart is blue.
He always says that
Let's
intro,
go,
man.
DJ Blue
really...
Heart.
He can't name himself. That is not VAR tradition.
Okay.
In VAR
okay.
tradition, the only person who's ever named himself was I. But even I didn't get my name from myself.
Yes.
We name each other.
Yes.
So that's how he became DJ Sticks. We had DJ Street Pole.
Yeah, yeah.
Street Pole?
DJ Bones.
Where?
DJ
Bones.
And over here is... I'm thinking DJ Bass.
DJ Bass.
DJ.
DJ Bass.
DJ Bass.
The proper stuff right there.
DJ Bass. Wow.
It makes so much sense.
No.
It makes so much sense.
DJ Bass.
DJ Bass.
He's the bass part of sport. That means he's Sporting.
Sporting. Lisbon. Sporting Lisbon.
DJ Sporting here and DJ Bass.
Okay, so.
Also known as Marcus and David from
DJ
the Sporting Bass.
Thank you.
DJ
thank you for having us, guys. Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for being on this show.
Thank you.
We are about to have a crazy show.
I'm still lost.
An insane show. We will find you.
We will find you. If you're not found, I guess you're going to stay in Lost and Found.
Let's go.
That's a saucy joke for you.
Okay.
As usual,
I can tell the fans did not laugh.
As usual, the producer is hating on my jokes. There's nothing new here. But before we carry on, as you can see, the set is mad right now.
It's crazy
right now.
It's loud.
But before we get into that, let us enjoy some of these hot tunes.
Woo!
Hot word, bro.
To the city side, that's the tricky side where they let the bitch fly. I'm surrounded, so trying to get me tied up. Ain't no turning down, cause the boy fired up. Sheesh. Hold up, wait, 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 hold up, wait. Walking in the spirit, you know it get tricky around us. If they bump the smoke, then tell them that we keep it. They tell me that the revolution won't be televised.
shit, nothing's in it. I just got the Tesla tinted. I can't take it to the finish. Let me finish. Ain't a whole lot when it come to God. Either you leave or get left behind. You been set up, I've been set aside. Hop in this Uber, let's split a ride. Look, I know that he beat it. I promise that death is defeated. Ain't no need to hold up the meeting. They hold up the heater. And after that, everything heated. Somebody gon' end up on t-shirt. I'm still outside on the block. I got some partners who lost. I'm tryna turn on their lights. They love to walk in the dark. I keep it a buck like I'm Giannis. I'm tryna be honest. The lessons I'm learning, you can't get in college. They get in the street cause they can't get in college. That's why I'm like, hold up, I give you the knowledge. I hit 55, pull up to the city side. That's the tricky side where they let the blicky fly. I'm surround me tryna get me tied up. Ain't no turning down cause the boy fired up. Sheesh. Hold up, wait, 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 hold up, wait. Walking in the spirit, you know it get tricky. If they bump the smoke, then tell them that we keep the fire, bro. I know that you hear that crack when the music start up. That's me paying respect to a legend. I know some people don't like it, but I did a song with an EGOT to me. That's a legend. Ooh. Let me teach you a lesson. Back when I was counting my blessings, the radio tour had me stressing. My faith was in question, surrounded by haters and yes men. But God had me learning a lesson. Look in the sky, I'm like, hold up. Hold up. Can you please get my spirit and soul up? Please. I get strength from the sun like I'm solar. So I told them to take the controller. I know people like Greenback, the rebel crate. Get behind me, that's something the devil say. If you love me, you love me for who I'm becoming. I wake up and follow God every day. They say that you change if you grow up. They do. The money slow down, people slow up. But when you get popping and show up, that's why I be looking like, hold up, wait, can't eat off my plate. It's too many hungry people, can't give you a taste. I get 55, pull up to the city side. That's the tricky side where they let the blicky fly. I'm surround me trying to get me tied up. Ain't no turning down cause the boy fired up. Sheesh. Hold up, wait, 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 hold up, wait. Walking in the spirit, you know it get tricky, grind us. If they bump the smoke, then tell them that we keep the fire, bro.
We are back.
And I am found.
Amen.
Of course.
The tracks found him.
The track.
Yeah, it was profound. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
So we're going to begin.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, and I'm starting off with this topic.
Okay.
Because giving you guys some background. Weirdly enough, DJ Stones and I have unofficially changed where we stand on a specific topic.
Okay.
And that's on the whole thing of Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi.
Okay, okay.
And no, we're not saying one is better than the other. We had a whole show on that and we came down and we said that they are both the GOAT.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
And it was a long debate, but...
It was very long.
It was very long.
Outside the show, inside the show, out the show, before the show, after the show.
We had something similar, but it went down to someone having a heartbreak. Yeah. Sadly, he's not here with us, but he will be reminded.
So we went down to both of them being the GOATs. And then the new debate became...
Okay.
Where they ended up.
Ended up what?
I'm that concerned. Was also...
Saudi versus the MLS.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
This one was nasty.
Yeah. Until this day, he still has unforgiveness towards me.
What?
I called that league just an overpriced Chinese league.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Except in the US.
He did.
No. I'm MLS.
Oh,
so he called
you Saudi.
He called exactly. The Saudi.
How? Like, what?
What do you mean, how?
What
do you mean, how? What do you mean,
DJ Sticks.
Don't ask me how.
DJ
I just said the Saudi league was more entertaining.
Now,
to watch.
He's still not watching the clips I send him, but it's fine.
He's a liar.
Okay.
So I was watching New York versus Inter Miami.
Okay.
It was such a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Inter Miami being was just wasteful. That was the only problem.
Mm.
But the first half, both Biscuits and Messi were not playing. They were in the bench, right?
Okay.
And Inter Miami were playing so well,
which is impressive.
And this is what I was talking about in our last show about this whole thing, you know.
Mm.
And what I was saying is that the reason Ronaldo went there was money. Let's not sugarcoat it. We can say,
I get you.
Breathe life into the no, you went there for money.
I told a specific someone that that was the fact. Yeah, I guess there's someone here who was
Messi. Now, look, I can't refuse that.
But let's not get it wrong.
We all know
Messi went to MLS for money.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I said in the last show was that if it wasn't for money, why didn't they come play in the PSL?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't come.
Ooh, yeah. But that's true, though. Yeah, that's true. If it wasn't for money,
But What I will add on to Messi, also went there for vibes.
Vibes?
Yeah, so you see,
vibe is popping.
For money and vibes, yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah.
But,
and you can see it in the difference that Inter Miami as a team has basically changed. You know, they were the lowest rated MLS team.
Last season.
Last season, for real? Okay.
Number 16, last team.
And now they just won their first trophy. Mm. And now the team not playing, because you can say, no, at least they had Sergio Busquets there, you know, sitting in the midfield. They didn't have him in the midfield.
Mm.
And that first half, you would swear, if you are watching that game in low quality with pixels, you'd swear Messi was in there and you'd swear Sergio Busquets was there. Because of how they were playing as a team. The goal they even scored was out of teamwork. Then when Messi and Sergio Busquets came in,
oh my goodness,
they just took this thing to another level. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, it's like when you put fries in oil.
People are getting burned. I like that analogy.
It's fine, bro.
Analogy is my job.
It just came.
Wow.
And it was crazy, you know.
Okay.
And even that goal, the amount of passes that were happening around. And then just for it to end in with a tap-in from Lionel Messi.
Created by him.
Created, started by him.
Oh.
Pass.
How
pass,
great.
Pass. And then he basically could have. He had enough time to walk the ball in the net.
Yeah.
He had enough time to take an autograph and then score. He had enough time to make coffee.
Yes. Take
a picture. Process the coffee beans.
Yeah.
Grow the coffee beans.
And then score.
Go fetch them.
Go fetch them from the airport.
Yes.
And then score.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Win the Ballon d'Or and then score.
Ah, come on, guys. Come on.
Go back home, please. Right?
No. Sure.
This is how a show should be, right? These are how facts are thrown. Please let him continue.
Continue.
But Ronaldo also, like, in the, what you call it, Saudi League.
He's busy kicking
this
grass.
This season, I won't lie. This season, he's been far better than he was last season. Seems like, since the other European players went in, he's like, you know what? Now I need to look like the spearhead of this.
I need to step up now and show these people.
You know, and that's how he's been playing. And I've been blown away. I'm not gonna act like I'm just a Saudi Arabian
hater.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm going to give flowers where flowers are given. You know, and that's where it needs to be given. And I won't lie, the European players have boosted.
Of course.
The playing style there, but my biggest issue is the fact that.
Yeah.
Without the European players, without these big signings, how well do the teams play?
Exactly. But Mr. David just said that Cristiano Ronaldo's kicking grass. Why do you say that, Mr. David?
I think I've explained this enough.
No. I want you to explain it
behalf.
In the show right now. We in front of soccer experts here.
All right.
In fact, how are they kicking grass in the desert?
The question, that's not even the right question. How do they even have grass in the desert to even play the football?
But why did you say that?
That already shows the quality of football. It already shows it, man.
It
is synthetic. That's the proper technology word, meaning fake. Man-made. Thank you.
Let's not say stuff like that now.
It was... On Marcus's behalf, when I meant by kicking grass, all I simply meant was that he wasn't having a great season last season.
Okay.
It wasn't as well. It was fine, but
look. At the end of the day, one thing you guys are forgetting is
I'm not downplaying Ronaldo. Please don't get.
I get that. But what you guys are forgetting is the guy is what 30 something.
Yes. I had this debate with
He is 38, in fact.
Name me another 38-year-old that plays like that.
Thank you. That's the whole thing I was trying.
There is no. So he had a great season last season then. Because you have to compare him to something else. What are you comparing him to say that he had a bad season?
Himself?
But then how can you come? It's like, if Messi doesn't score 30 goals this season, is it a bad season?
Yeah.
No, but still,
the whole thing back in our show while I was saying that is that thingy. They brought this thing about that thingy, we're forgetting how good these players used to be. Right? In terms of how good they used to be. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, compared to what Ronaldo was, he's not performing well compared to what he was. It was big. So the reason why I threw that in, it was on this whole thing of how he was and how he's playing.
I hear that.
That's why I said that. And I also had this debate with Calvin where there was a time where I was like, nah, Messi is performing a lot better than Ronaldo, because before Messi went to Inter Miami, when he was still in PSG, that he was giving Mbappe a lot of assists. He's doing good while Ronaldo is doing who knows what. Then I also had this with him, like, nah, dude, the guy, his fitness, he's the first person to ever do what he's doing. At his age, to be able to still run.
First, you know? That goes to the best footballer in the world. The GOAT of GOAT. Well, not the GOAT. GOAT is for Ronaldo and Messi.
Yes.
The Lion of football. Zlatan.
Okay,
Zlatan.
Ah, okay.
Zlatan,
I thought you were about to say a player like back in then. I was going to be like, who are you talking about?
There was one interview that he had with Thierry Henry, where they're looking at the Premier League wall. It's basically, that's where all the Premier League greats are.
Yes.
And then Terry's like, I see you are not on the wall. Then he's like, no, they don't know the face of God.
Oh!
I liked it. When he spoke about the GOAT debate and he didn't put himself there. And they were like, wait, I thought you were going to put yourself there. He's like, no, you cannot put lion with goats.
Yeah.
Zlatan is very
to find you see, there's this thing that Zlatan hardly compliments someone. When he compliments someone and you ask him why he's complimenting that someone, his answer is, I'm just too great. I mean, like, you can't compare me with that someone.
Yeah,
I'm
Zlatan,
there.
Yeah.
I'm there.
And, you know, that, even on that, and this is where we go to what we like to call the weekend roundup.
I think we're reaching the desert already.
I'm waiting for the producer to acknowledge me.
Nope. Me. Nothing. Okay.
You're waiting for the producer to acknowledge
you. Have you arrived already?
Love one day by him.
We
had some interesting football this weekend.
Oh, insane football. Shocking stuff.
Some shocking stuff.
People lost respect. People gained respect.
People lost respect.
People lost wives.
I almost cried.
Wait, what?
People lost their wives.
Who is that depressed person?
Now, obviously, we're not going to go through the entire...
I mean, come
weekend.
On.
I'm not going to talk about Man City v. Sheffield United.
Man City. You're saying that because David's here.
We all know what happened.
You know, we all know the outcome.
You know.
We're going to talk about banging matches. We're going to talk about the greatest of all time in terms of match days.
I hope we'll not start with a certain team.
We're going to start. Guys, and I promise I'm not being biased here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I believe you.
I'm not even talking about a blue land. I'm talking about a red land.
Oh.
Where are you going with this, bro?
Brentford and Crystal Palace.
Not even. I'm going even better than that. I'm going about to the GOAT of football.
Arsenal's drawing.
I'm better than that.
Listen. I don't think the fans want this.
The fans want this.
Give them a chance.
The most spoken about game of the weekend.
Okay.
It's on its way.
Are you guys ready about this?
Drum roll.
His heart is definitely red.
No, I don't think you guys are ready. He's not showing me that he's ready.
Drum roll.
I'm running out of breath.
Let's go.
I watched it.
Royal AM versus TS Galaxy.
Yeah.
PSL was a good game.
That's the stuff that
they... That's the stuff.
You guys saw.
I like how they're all scrambling for the information.
We're like, Wait, what?
You know, Chippa United versus Cape Town Spurs.
Entertaining match.
You know?
Entertaining match.
Mm. We had Golden State Warriors versus... Golden Arrows versus Polokwane City.
I saw that one.
You know, 3-2.
I saw that one.
Congratulations to DJ Sticks, you know? Kaizer Chiefs beat AmaZulu.
First win 3-0. Of the season.
Finally, Kaizer Chiefs
first
is doing something.
Win of the season.
Finally!
I did not believe in them at all. In fact, and watched the game.
SuperSport United beating Stellenbosch 2-1.
I mean, come on.
And obviously, you know, Man United beating Nottingham Forest.
Anyway.
Well, that's not a big
one. Wait, what?
We all expected that one.
There was definitely no drama in that game.
Yes, there was no doubt.
In fact, it was two own goals, you know. That happened 2 hours from each other, you know. That's
definitely like
definitely I wasn't crying in the first half of that game.
Yes,
you know?
I mean, you were calm the whole time. You knew you were going to win from the beginning.
I definitely didn't call my pastor because we were 2-0 down at 5 minutes.
Yeah. No.
Correction.
Why would
3 minutes?
That? You know, 3 minutes, you know.
Why would you do that?
Mm. Why would I do it? Correction, 2 minutes.
Yes.
Wow. Guys. mean, wow. But man.
So it was Man United versus Nottingham Forest. It was a very good game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Entertaining.
Very entertaining. So for those who are living under a rock or do not watch Man United football, the game started and in the second minute, my star boy scored against my team.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
it being, I practiced the name, guys. So hear me, right?
Okay.
Taiwo. AYE.
That's better than last week.
Yeah.
I am proud. Yes, I'm proud.
Hallelujah.
We are working on this.
Yes.
So like, so in the second minute of the game, yes.
I feel like he has earned a place in your fantasy team.
He was in my fantasy team.
He was in.
He's been in my fantasy team.
Nice.
He got my me goodness. 7 points. So fantasy football yeah. is where you get like different players in the league together. You put them in your own team. And then based off of how they did in the game,
in real life,
you get points.
In the
so
game.
So we in the league, you know, with our producer here, who I'm right behind. I'm obviously above DJ Stones.
Wow, guys.
It's going down.
No, it's actually going down here.
I'm pretty sure I get points
down
this past week.
So when he scored, I was happy and sad at the same time.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, 7 points. Like,
damn it.
Ah, my team.
Not against me. No.
Why, Manu?
But, you know, overall in this game, what stood out for me was the character that came out of Bruno Fernandes. I'm telling you right now. You know, good players play well.
Mm-hmm.
Great players get the team to play well.
Sure.
And he was a great player.
Influence.
Influence.
He was a great player.
That's good, man. Yeah.
You know, you go 2-0 down from two dumb goals. You know, two goals. And when I mean dumb, I'm not taking out what Nottingham Forest did.
Of course.
Because that counter, the counter football they were playing was brilliant. It was beautiful, you know?
Amazing.
Yes, DJ. Yes, DJ. I forgot. DJ Sporting. Here we are not biased on our teams.
We
say it as it is.
Yes.
If Man United sucks, I'll tell you Man United sucks. I'll tell you they were the worst thing I've ever... That first 10 minutes was the worst piece of football I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, I've seen 10-year-olds play more entertaining football than I saw Man United play.
How bad they were, bro?
I've seen bricks standing still do better defending than Man United in the first 5 minutes.
Wow.
But anyway, the counterplay that they played was very brilliant.
Of course,
I'm not downplaying. But when I'm saying stupid goals, it was preventable. They could have prevented those goals.
Should have.
They should have prevented those goals. The problem is, and I listened to the commentator, the one commentator there, and he summed it up. He's like, Nottingham Forest, before the game, they were doing hard drills, like heavy drills. Like they were like preparing for the game.
Yeah.
And it's like when you looked over at Man United, they were practicing free kicks. And he's like, that was kind of disappointing.
All right.
You know, you have 10 players lining up trying to score a free kick. You know?
All right, because you're going to get many of those.
You know, you definitely in the game, you know, out of 100 and something minutes that
of
gets
course.
Played this season now.
Yes.
You know, but 50 plus minutes is going to just be free kicks, you know. That's
for
why
sure.
they're practicing. You know?
Okay.
And they the saw. One time they had a free kick, they didn't score. But anyway.
Just moving on there.
Yeah, let's.
I think that where Nottingham Forest went wrong, I think they honestly should have won this game. But where they went wrong is that they changed their formation into a 5-4-1.
Mm.
So their midfielders fell in, Serge Aurier fell in, they had a solid 5-man backline, and their goal was to just absorb pressure.
Yeah, okay.
And that was the problem.
That thing really works.
And now, if you're inviting pressure,
okay.
Like, let me put it here for Marcus over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like DJ Bass. It's like a boxing match.
Okay.
And you're allowing them to punch you. And you're blocking. But you are
well,
blocking.
That actually isn't a bad idea if you watch the Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Ali, went well.
It's not a football team playing a rugby team here.
Okay. Yeah.
It's two football teams, you know?
Yeah.
You let another boxer, no matter where the boxer is, you let one boxer punch a boxer, he's going to knock that boxer out.
Mm.
You know?
But in that match, it went otherwise, but it's fine.
Because the one guy is not even he's a UFC fighter. He's not a boxer.
No. George Foreman, don't you?
Floyd versus McGregor.
No. I said the fight between Muhammad Ali and
Ali.
George Foreman.
Who was blocking there?
Ali.
Ali doesn't block.
Ali
never lifts his
hands. Did you guys ever watch
wait,
that match?
What?
Ali doesn't lift his hands.
Did you guys watch that match?
He doesn't lift his hands.
Okay. I'll
but anyway.
They didn't watch
it. The point is.
Did he punch back?
He did.
Exactly.
Okay, that's my point.
Done.
Anyway.
But he allowed.
Like I was saying. No, I'm not saying defense is wrong.
Okay.
Don't get what I'm saying. But I'm saying.
I'm just saying it does work at times.
Nope. You're leading. And what they did was they stopped attacking.
Yeah.
Okay. Within the first 5 minutes, huh?
After the five minutes, they scored two goals and now they have their guard up. And they're letting Man United go at it.
Well, in the first
wave
half.
After wave.
Oh, my goodness.
To show you how bad this is, Man United had 612 passes in the game compared to Nottingham Forest,
and
286. That is over that's over double the amount of passes Nottingham Forest made. Man United 60. Made 531 crosses in that game to Nottingham Forest's 207. Man United had 86% ball position against Nottingham Forest's 32%.
That is crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
I'm punching you and you're taking it.
Only.
And you know, we have a saying, if you knock long enough, the door will open. And the door opened.
Mm.
You know?
And there's another saying, attack is the best defense.
Yes, and defense is the best attack.
Oh, wow.
So balance it out, boys. Balance it out.
Do what you gotta do.
And how where we also saw this was in the 67th minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their captain, Joe Worrell, got a red card for denying a goal-scoring opportunity, right?
I think that was one of the main facts that made them even lose morale. Captain losing, getting a red card.
But that came from the defender.
If they weren't, and I'll get to the point, because no, their morale didn't drop. In fact, when they went down to 10 men, they played a whole lot better.
Mm. So what you're saying was the captain was leading wrong?
The constant defending was the problem.
Mm.
Because when they were down to 10 men, you can't just sit there. You can't just sit there because they will outnumber you.
Yeah.
Mm.
They will outnumber you. So you have to ensure that the... And then when they went down, when it became 3-2, and they were now forced to attack, they held Man United back. Mm. And I was thinking to myself, why didn't they play like this the whole time?
They could have won 3-4.
They could have actually thrashed Man United in this game.
Yeah.
They should have thrashed Man United in this game. I'm so happy they didn't thrash Man United in this game. You know, 3 points. And what I did love, though, and this is where I'm going to give praise to Man United, where praise is due. What I loved about this game was that it showed that there's growth in Man United. Back in the day when United go down 2 goals.
Yeah.
When United goes down 2 goals, the game is done.
Yeah. That's it.
It was going to be a 2-2. They were not going to... Man United weren't winning. Their mentality was that poor.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in boxing terms, you know? You get knocked down.
I understand. Don't worry.
I'm like, you guys are the sporting base. If I can't make sports jokes,
come on now.
I feel you. Don't worry.
So it's getting knocked down once, and then you come back up, and you think, this boxing match is done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Or after one try, you think this rugby game is done.
Marcus, I'm surprised you didn't laugh at the joke.
Wow, it's funny, you bro. Know? Literally,
like he's always the one who laughs at every joke, even if it doesn't land.
That I'm not funny, but it's funny.
No. You are funny, bro. Land. Just even because I'm not funny doesn't mean it's not funny. Trust me, it is. Trust me.
That, I guess that was that bad. I mean, Ken.
Even if your co-host doesn't love you, your team won't let you down.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
No, DJ Stones is not what I meant.
In this case, they didn't.
What I meant was, he laughs at even the bad jokes I make, but he didn't laugh at yours.
Wow,
the team that did let us down this week.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Brighton.
I was expecting. I was expecting Man City. Like, but okay.
Well, oh, no, you see, you say I'm biased.
I'm sorry.
Brighton lost 3-1. To West Ham.
This was just a shock. Like no one saw this coming. No one.
Not even me.
James Ward-Prowse is going into my fantasy football team.
What is your fantasy football team anyway, though?
My team. Oh, I have the best team ever.
James Ward-Prowse might need to go into the Hall of Fame.
Best team ever.
Like even I didn't expect it. Despite wanting them to lose, so we can go first. But that's not how I expected them to lose.
You can't do what this guy has done. Oh my goodness.
You know, he's legends say that he has a 100% goal record in the championship.
He does.
You know, one game, one goal.
This season.
Okay. Okay.
And then he was bored.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so he was in the championship with Southampton.
For one week.
He played a game, he scored. 100%.
Yeah.
Not even Haaland has that. But I can't say I was in the league and I had 100% goal accuracy.
No one can say that.
Just one goal.
Only one.
Not even Pele, not even Diego Maradona. Huh? No one. No, okay.
Eh?
It may seem small, but yeah, go.
Go. That's crazy, man. Wow.
He was there for one match. Scored once. He leaves the club and he has 100%.
Goated indeed.
I should try that as well.
Another shocker of the weekend has to go down to Arsenal, as Arsenal drew 2-2 against.
But why is it a shock though? For Arsenal.
It's a big shock.
It's a big shock.
You'd expect Arsenal to just do away easy with Fulham.
Like, it was supposed to be a done deal.
Wait,
what team did Fulham, they play?
They played, it was Arsenal versus Fulham, and
it ended a 2-2. Fulham even had a red card.
Yeah, there were 10 men when they scored.
I don't know what's happening this week, man.
Smaller
teams are just going crazy. This is the Premier League.
Is it like the teams that are like, you know, they're down there? Like, you don't expect them to
Fulham. Why, bruh? Was it United who's once given them 4-0 first half?
I mean, West Ham, Fulham, Nottingham Forest.
Wow.
Nottingham Forest, yes.
And it's just insane things. The Premier League, this is why we love it.
Yeah, that's why we love it.
Best
talking about things
world.
I love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Union Berlin
is first again. they just decide, you know.
Mm. So Union Berlin, for your guys, so why we love them here in the VR show, they are our baby, they are our child, they are the best thing since sliced bread. They are
since sliced cheese as well.
You know,
sliced poloni.
In fact, if we could rename them, that would be called They Are Union Berlin.
Yes.
You know.
Wow. Okay.
It's a team from the what's the league name?
Again? From the Bundesliga.
Bundesliga.
So they went.
German league.
They came into the first top tier league. Mm-hmm. So the first division of German football, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That's two years.
Was
it
about recent?
Two, three seasons ago.
Yeah.
And they're already in the UEFA Champions League.
Oh, are you serious? Now, congrats to them.
That's the way they've been just going up the pyramid.
It's insane.
Crazy. And what's crazy about this club, and like if you know like German football, they have what's called the 51, the 50 plus one rule.
Yeah.
Meaning that nobody can own more than 49% of the club.
Yeah,
sure.
So like you know how Man City is owned by a country?
Yeah.
You can't have that in Germany.
In Germany.
So this club is basically run by fans.
By the fans.
Mm-hmm.
By
the people. For real?
For the people, by the people.
Where during the COVID period, you know, fans would volunteer to come and cut the grass, to clean the stands.
That's the team. I even saw the video of when they got a thing promoted where the fans came all down. So I didn't catch the name.
Players get bought there and like you hear what they say about the club, like it's a wonderful place, you know, because people know where you stay. But number one, they don't bother you. It's not like they always stay. Like you go to a shop and you welcome. It's like you feel like such a big superstar.
Like
Union Berlin.
Yeah.
Oh, is it okay?
You know, and they made it, and they won 4-1 against
Dreshing.
Darmstadt.
Darmstadt.
Yeah.
Darmstadt. Whatever it is, yeah. We'll study it next week. We'll make sure.
Just make sure about the name.
Darmstadt is now 17 on the table.
And this was after the...
And they first...
Yeah.
They
yeah.
first. Mm. Union Berlin is first.
And this was after they got red carded in the 21st minute of the game.
Who got a red card there, though?
Union Berlin.
It was Brandon Ayerson.
Okay.
Brandon Ayerson.
So, and then they went... So after he got his red card, they equalized and Union Berlin started hammering at them. You know, like, I'm going to score as much as
one, two, three, mm. one, two, you know? Three, four.
Mm. But that's it and done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you ready to wrap up the show?
Yeah.
It was an honor having the Sporting
Thank
place
you,
here.
Thank you, man.
This is a part company. Two. You guys are wondering, I've never seen part one. Where is part one? Part one happened earlier on today at the Sporting Base.
Go check it out.
It's a hot show. I might make more guest appearances on your show.
I think you should.
You know, I might.
Please. More
and
please.
I think someone mm-hmm. should leave. Just saying.
Someone so he's leave. Leaving.
There we go.
All right.
It's decided.
It's decided.
Nah,
because I'll be joining the VAR.
Wow. Okay. No, you can't do that, man.
The seat is already full.
We have three chairs.
You know.
The seat is already full.
I was wondering, just to know
how it works is you have our Man City person here already. Man United.
You know.
Barcelona,
you know,
occasionally Real Madrid, and I feel like it.
Whenever it wants to be, whenever they're winning,
it cancels out, you know.
Yeah, but then I was wondering which part of the show you were gonna take on our side, because we full on three. There's a City, there's a Barca who barely knows on Barca. He's DJ Bass, and there's a Madrid. So
you know, and you see, also with us, you know, you have an Mbappe, Haaland.
We got a Messi, we got a Ronaldo, DJ Base, who you are know, you again?
It's you just, know, it's you just, have a Saudi Arabian League, MLS.
You know, Chiefs, MLS. Pirates.
Chiefs, Pirates.
Yeah, we got a Chiefs, know? It's...
McDonald's, KFC,
Chicken Licking Steers.
You know, Mamelodi Sundowns, but okay.
Mamelodi
Sundowns, Al Ali, you know.
Al Hilal.
We'll figure it out.
Al Hilal. I'm just throwing this all around. We're gonna discuss who's who after this, you know.
Bayern Dortmund,
you know.
I'm looking forward to
best
guys.
Best in the world. DJ Sticks.
Better
you know?
In the world.
Best in the world and better in the
Not
world.
Not from
or
this
something.
World.
Okay, let's
go. Guys, thank you.
We are signing out.
Peace.
My heart is blue.
Stay updated and stay entertained.
And that's FM.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us like post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Better.
Fall off the deep end.